Blog Talk Radio.
If you know like I know, say, think about the money.
About it, ain't no need to think about it. Get that money, keep that power. No, they not the same thing. Money can't be anybody to somebody that nobody. When it come to power, circle super small and maintained. Money make them do it cause of what you give to it. Power make them do it cause you told them to do it. Money make you fly, power never die. Don't know why. Money can't be lost, power never need an alibi. But the good in the champagne, power in my pride, power in my last name.
And if I don't know nothing, I know this paper bigger than the world, stepping over skyscrapers. If I don't know nothing, one thing I know, power over money, man, and that's just how it goes. If you know like I know.
Presence, you can feel the power. Even if the company was built from powder, girls kissing on the couch, women in the shower. Surround myself with kings, you can keep the cowards. Every time I reminisce, I'm repping different bitches. Blood is thicker than water, but BS is the thickest. Look, the chain around my neck, tell my life story. Born into the money, but will die for glory. Get ready for the takeover. That facelift and that makeover. That case that I break open. That great fifth like Beethoven. If you wanna get it poppin', I can be in the team. 34 in a rocket, cause Hakeem's the dream.
What? They don't get it.
Ooh, we're making moves. You only doing what my power lets you do.
You see that money isn't there. Come to power, can only be one kid.
Said if I don't know, hey. Nothing, I know this paper bigger than the world, stepping over skyscrapers. If I don't know nothing, one thing I know, power over money, man, and that's just like, yo. If you know like I know.
tell me. Talk to Ren. I'm right here, nigga. Release the hound.
What? I'm a nigga with an attitude, thanks to y'all. And I don't give a fuck, I keep it gangsta, y'all. I'ma ride for my side in the CPT. God bless the memory of Eazy-E. If it wasn't for me, where the fuck you be? Rapping like the Treacherous Three, fucking cowards. I done seen Dre rocking parties for hours. And I done seen Ren fucking bitches from Howard. And I done seen Snoop give away an Eddie Bauer. So fuck Jerry Heller and them white superpowers.
This is shit niggas kill folks. They hear the villain niggas spitting with them nigga flows. Fuck you hoes, fuck you bitch ass niggas too. Got something for your throat. These niggas wearing skirts like the Pope. Who them niggas that you love to get? Who them niggas that you fucking with? Love to yell that we the shit. The saga continues with the world's most dangerous group. Four deep in the coop.
I'm a smoke where I wanna smoke.
Fuck that.
I'ma choke who I wanna choke.
Fuck that.
I'ma ride where I wanna ride.
Fuck
cause
that.
I'm a nigga for life, so I'm a nigga till I decide.
I'ma smoke where I wanna smoke.
Fuck that.
I'ma choke who I wanna choke.
Fuck that.
I'ma ride where I wanna ride.
Fuck
cause
that.
I'm a nigga for life, so I'm a motherfucking nigga till I decide.
A pencil, a pen, or a Glock. I'm the original, subliminal, subterranean, titanium, criminal, minded, swift. D.R.E. with that fuck a bitch shit.
Fuck a bitch.
A couple of notes to get your hog tied and rope. Dope like tons of coke.
Cutthroat.
You don't want the pistols to whistle. Candy paint Impala. I make hoes pop collars.
Goddamn hoes, here we go again. Fucking with Ren, playing the wind. Coke in hand, juice and gin. Same shit you was fucking with way back then. We keep it cracking from the acting to the jacking. G'd up, C'd up, motherfucker blaze the weed up. We all on deck, fool, so put your heat up. I stay on deck, so man, don't get wet.
Look, my nigga, we can scatter like buckshot. Let's get together, make a record, why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
Cause I'm tight as the night I had to wipe activator off the mic in 1985. We cause tragedy, erratically, systematically, in your house without a key. How fucked up that'd be? Gotta be near your anatomy, my form of flattery.
Assault and battery, cause we coming with that street mentality. Straight West Coast Rider Academy. Concrete, nigga, that's my reality.
We tend to bust on niggas that get mad at me.
Was it a bitch in the mix?
Well, it had to be.
Lying tricks, told them dicks that I had a key. Hoes make the world harder than it have to be.
Yeah, that's right.
I'ma smoke where I wanna smoke.
Fuck that.
I'ma choke who I wanna choke.
Fuck that.
I'ma ride where I wanna ride.
Fuck
cause
that.
I'm a nigga for life, so I'm a nigga till I decide.
I'ma smoke where I wanna smoke.
Fuck that.
I'ma choke who I wanna choke.
Fuck that.
I'ma ride where I wanna ride.
Fuck
cause
that.
I'm a nigga for life, so I'm a motherfucking nigga till I decide.
Like, say that again. Mama, I'm sorry. You just think that they probably went, like, a little bit too soft?
I think they've gone a little bit too soft.
Okay, if y'all guys, we were just talking about, oh, yeah, lockup is on all oxygen.
Is it really?
Yeah. 251. Because I know they had, like, a marathon. Oh, it's almost over. But, then he had it. I'm glad they have it on more than one channel now.
Yeah.
But, anyways, let's get back to the subject at hand. Although this show is supposed to be scheduled for 2 hours, but we're just going to do 30. And we're just going to save the rest for later. So, Maine's just going to talk about Monday Night Raw. So, it seems like what we counted, like, about eight matches that happened?
About seven or eight,
yeah. Yeah, it was like three matches the first hour.
Then
they probably had the second hour, then probably to the third hour. But the main event was a women's match. It wasn't like the main segment, but it was the main event. It was Sasha Banks versus Dana Brooke. So it seems like they trying to hold this, you know, championship match with Sasha and Charlotte for like possible SummerSlam, or they might just do it the last minute, be like, put it for Battleground. That's a possibility. And as the end of the segment that happened with Shane and Steph and Vince, as we now know who's going to run SmackDown, and all we know who's going to run Raw. I call it Raw. I meant Raw. I'm sorry. But Steph's going to run Raw while Shane's going to run SmackDown. But they're each going to have to assign a general manager. So there's going to be something different. Because it's like with the when they started the brand extension in 2002 with Ric Flair running Raw, but he was not, there was no GM, and Vince running SmackDown. So they're trying to do that scenario. Then you have like Austin and Bischoff both running Raw. Then yeah, let's see, from Paul Heyman to Teddy Long, to Vic Guerrero, to Kurt Angle. You got Mixer, Stephanie, yeah, she used to run SmackDown too, so.
I think it would be good having some, I mean, I miss Teddy Long, because he was just, oh my God, him and Vicky were just phenomenal. They really were. And regardless of how you look at it, Vicky Guerrero, she was the manager everybody loved to hate.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loved to hate her. But that was half, that was the whole point of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Friends
and Jeff, Lisa Rush, most
of them. Should these kids be in the house? You know what? I'm past that with those kids. I'm telling you right now.
Nothing like that.
But, it would be interesting to see which who's going to be the general manager of each show next week. So it could be, well, I think some people probably already knew that one of them was going to end up.
I was thinking that they were going to come out with something completely different.
Right. I guess I was thinking that was they were going to let them both run Raw while the other one runs SmackDown, but I'm glad they did it this way than the fiasco. But now this is going to be more interesting, like who they going to have as their GM. And plus you got the draft that's coming next Tuesday when SmackDown goes live, and you got TNA now moving to Thursday, starting next week. I guess they learned their lesson trying to run against a live show, so I guess they ain't going to try to do it again.
He is a hero, and
Raw Monday, SmackDown Tuesday, Lucha Underground Wednesday, and NXT, and now that's going to start this coming Wednesday. It's a Cruiserweight Classic. If you haven't heard of it, it's going to be a, I think it's a 32-man single elimination tournament that's going to determine who's the best Cruiserweight. Cruiserweight is from, let's see, the weight of 205 pounds and under. Which, just a lot of names that's on there. Half of them I can't even remember, so I'm just not going to read it out. Because I know currently on the WWE Network they're doing the bracket. So I'm just going to wait until when it goes on Wednesday on the WWE Network just to watch it. But, and good thing, like, Daniel Bryan gets to, you know, be one of the commentators.
Oh, God.
So that's good for him.
So what do you think about what my theory is in regards to John Cena?
Oh, yeah, right. As you know, that as they posted up earlier today, that John Cena is now going to have a lighter schedule. And what me and Hazel was talking about was, since he's doing like movies, he's doing like appearances,
TV shows,
and things like that.
America's Tough One or America's Strong, whichever.
American Grit.
That's
been has been kicked up for two more seasons.
Really? Yeah. Because apparently it was one
of the highest grossing shows that Fox has had for a while. That's good. And that was like his thing. So it's like, so you know, like Hulk Hogan did, like the wrestling, then the TV and
right,
movies.
Right. I think the difference is though is that in regards to like John Cena doing it, is that John Cena has always been more relatable than like the Hulk Hogan.
The Rock too.
Not so much with The Rock, because The Rock has always been a fan of his fans. There was that short period of time where his ego did get the better of him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that happens to everybody at some point in their career. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what your career is when you become big. There's a part of where your ego starts just getting a little bit out of control. You have to really get real bad. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And I think a lot of that has to do with who you surround yourself with as well. You know, and if you surround yourself with important people and people who keep stroking your ego and saying you don't need them, and you're better without them, that thing, your ego is going to get really big. But I think what helps keep people like sitting around is that he does remember who got him where he is, and like has worked with, what's it called, the Make-A-Wish and all that lot. It was kind of, it was that level where he needs to be. And my view is that I think he's doing all these other things because I think the injuries that he's had, and there's been quite a few the past few years, I think it's starting to hit home that his career's not over, wrestling-wise yet, but the end's in sight.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it as well, look what happened to Daniel Bryan, who in essence is almost his brother-in-law because of the relationship between Nikki Bella and Bree and everything.
Right.
They're basically family. So he's probably seen all of what Daniel Bryan's gone through. You know, seeing how he was told woman, yes, you can come back, you're going to be fine, and no, you're not going to be fine. And you know what I mean? And then he's seeing what's happened with his own lady, with her injury and surgery and stuff, and the amount of surgeries he's had. And it's probably starting to sink into him that my career's not over, but it's coming towards the end. The end is, like, there. And as I said to you, I think that you're going to see him pull back more and more and more. And then he's gonna end up with a contract like Brock Lesnar, like The Rock, like The Undertaker, where it's gonna be major events that are gonna do it. It's not gonna be an overnight thing where all of a sudden tomorrow he's gonna come out and say, see you at WrestleMania. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's gonna be a gradual thing. Might be anyway.
Look, there's a good view, and like, it's smart on his part too to have something going on beyond wrestling.
Right.
So that's smart on his part. And it's just like, I guess more haters you have, the more bigger a success you will be. And he has that, so let him keep hating. And plus, like, with the movie roles that he had, which were, the last two were pretty good. He had a good role in there.
Right.
but it's good for her. It's good. See if I can find anything else on. Y'all just give me a second here. I'm just seeing if there's any.
She's the only person that can. She has a lot of power. Nobody else does. She's the only person that can.
That Rollins report.
That was hilarious.
Oh my God! South Ridge is gonna be thinking like they would do something like that.
I think that the good thing about it is, and the way they've done it, is that there's been a couple of times when reports were made, if you remember in the past, about Vince McMahon and the family and all this stuff. And I think what he was actually doing, what part of that was doing, is just showing how you can manipulate and twist the media. And it, I think it was one of those things where it was kind of like a dig at the news reporters and everything without coming out and saying it. You know what I mean?
Right. But it was funny. But, let's see, we know Roman Reigns is going to be off his suspension, like, before the pay-per-view. Yeah, let me try to look at it. Either he's going to return on the pay-per-view, or he's going to return on the... No, he'll return at the pay-per-view because... Because it was like the 20th or 21st, they suspended him about June.
Right.
I don't want to be dealing with that.
So, yeah, most likely he'll probably make his return on the pay-per-view. And not the next week or anything like that. So, that was just, you know. It was for people that think that, oh, it's going to be a surprise when he comes in and. Not really. Wouldn't be a surprise at all. But, oh, yeah, there's another match that they're going to add for Battleground. Darren Young have won the Battle Royal and is going to face The Miz for the IC title. So is he gonna drop the title? Now, okay. Now I'm been reading this for all damn day and talking about WWE is to buy out majority stake of the UFC. And let's see, UFC has sold itself for $4 billion. The announcement will probably be made. Well, it's already been made. So it will be interesting to see if this is if this story is true. What does this mean for UFC?
I think part of the reason, if it is true, what will be good for UFC is that there are a lot more money doors open to WWE. Let's be honest, WWE knows how to do merchandise. They know how to they know how to make things commercialized, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things that UFC's looking for. You know what I mean? They're looking for that. They're looking for that way to get more mainstream. Because everybody knows about UFC and everything. But I think UFCs are the similar sort of things that you hear with boxing as well, where people are reluctant to pay a certain amount of money for a main event that could last 20 seconds.
Yeah. That is true.
And I think by having WWE as part of them, or having access to the people who know how to do those things, it will help them, and it will help them get bigger, and the drive will be. I'm not saying the drive isn't there now, but I'm saying that the money machine and the cash cow and everything will be there.
I do agree, and you know they do know how to promote.
And that's the whole thing. That's half the battle right there, is being able to promote your brand.
Right.
And that's one thing that you and I as business owners know is one of the hardest things to do. It is so hard. And I think, you know, if WWE gets on board with them, they'll have a much better opening bell, so to speak, in getting those things done.
Right, exactly. Although we're going to be a little bit out of time on this, we might do a segment on Saturday just about, like, other stuff that's going on in wrestling, like other shows and that, and probably get into something about just wrestling and MMA in general. So that would be sometime this Saturday. I will let everybody know what time. And Miss Hazel here is bringing her show back this Wednesday. What the time would be?
All right. Probably like 8 or 8:30.
Well, she'll let y'all know when she finds out.
It'll probably be 8 p.m. because it's only 9 o'clock on the East Coast, so people on the East Coast haven't got to stay up really late to watch it or listen to it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But we're gonna get out of here, and thanks for listening, and. We won't be on next Monday. We will be on right after SmackDown just to talk about the draft and see what holds the future of both brands and what's just going to happen from there. So not this next Monday, but next Tuesday we will be on after SmackDown. So until then, you guys have a good night. And you'll hear from her on Wednesday, and I'll probably keep my head
from
in.
From her? You should say from your beautiful wife, dammit.
You are. Well, you'll hear from Hazel on Wednesday. I might pop in a bit or two.
Yeah, you
but listen, but y'all listening on Saturday as well. So, till then, y'all have a good night.
Good night.